This is Capital Access, your on-ramp to news and insight from the Capitol. I'm Kelly Connolly. Last week, Governor Bobby Jindal announced his main priority this session would be repealing the income tax. Lawmakers took that off of the table on Monday. Chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, Representative Joel Robideau, said he'd spoken with constituents, House leadership, and policy analysts. There's little support for a bill that would repeal the income tax without making up the revenue.
As a result of my discussions and the review of the analysis, it's my preference that we indefinitely defer consideration of these repeal bills. It's a difficult, but I believe a necessary action.
Robideau then allowed three representatives who had scheduled bills to speak. Representative Hunter Green's 10-year phase-out of the income tax was shot down 2 years ago, but he introduced the measure again Monday.
There have been certain members that have come back and said, well, we don't have a plan. Well, the plan would start with a repeal of the personal income tax.
The next step, says Green, would have been figuring out how to make up the revenue. Fiscal hawk Kirk Talbot offered a series of bills, an income tax phase-out and a bill to expand the sales tax. Talbot, like every representative that came before the committee, voluntarily deferred his bills.
Can you spare reading all the opposition cards?
At committee meetings, members of the public that wish to speak must fill out cards. Members of Together Baton Rouge and Together Louisiana made up the majority of opposition present at the meeting. Representative Barry Ivey from Baton Rouge said he has spoken to constituents that support the repeal.
They just happen to be working and paying taxes right now.
Governor Jindal said lawmakers are missing an opportunity in a written statement. Quote, eliminating the income tax is the single best thing we can do to create jobs in Louisiana, end quote. Kelly Connolly, WRKF News.